Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical day, Saturday 3rd of Lent. The Gospel according to Luke. Jesus then addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Commentary by Father Gavin Jennings from Dublin, Ireland. I tell you, the latter went home justified. Today, Christ presents us with two men who might appear almost identical to a casual observer, for they are in the same place doing the same thing, as both went up to the temple to pray. But beyond appearances, at the deepest level of their personal consciences, both men differ radically. One, the Pharisee, has an easy conscience, while the other, the tax collector, is racked by feelings of guilt. Nowadays, we tend to see guilt feelings as close to a psychological aberration, beating oneself up over something. Nevertheless, the guilt-racked tax collector leaves the temple in a better state, for the latter went home justified, not the former. Benedict XVI, who was still Cardinal Ratzinger, wrote in Conscience and Truth, "This feeling of guilt disturbs the false calm of conscience and could be called conscience's complaint against my self-satisfied existence. It is as necessary for man as the physical pain which signifies disturbances of normal bodily functioning." Jesus doesn't lead us to believe that the Pharisee is not telling the truth when he says that he is not greedy, dishonest, adulterous, and that he fasts and gives money to the temple, nor that the tax collector is delusional in thinking himself a sinner. This is not the question. Rather, it is that, again, in the words of Cardinal Ratzinger, the Pharisee no longer knows that he too has guilt. He has a completely clear conscience, but the silence of conscience makes him impenetrable to God and men, while the cry of conscience, which plagues the tax collector, makes him capable of truth and love. Jesus can move sinners.